The next speaker is Benedict Salsworth of the...
Is that right?
Of the World Development Movement. Benedict.
Congratulations to you all for being here. Really well done. It's fantastic to see thousands of people out here outside the US Embassy. Let's hope our message gets through loud and clear. Because we will all be affected by climate change, but those least able to cope will be affected most. Climate change will reverse development. It will increase the difference between rich and poor, and it will make tackling poverty impossible. Increased extremes of weather will reduce crop yields. Warmer weather will increase diseases carried by mosquitoes and tsetse flies. And poverty itself means that people are less able to cope and to adapt. And if those most affected are in the global south, it is those with most responsibility that are here in the global north. We must cut our emissions now. And we must stop promoting a form of development, export-led growth, fossil fuel projects. It means that developing countries are becoming more and more and more addicted to fossil fuels at a time when they should be becoming less and less addicted to the same mistakes that we made here. Yeah. Yeah. The World Development Movement believes in climate justice. We believe in justice for the world's poor. We believe those two things go together. And we call on Tony Blair now to stop pandering to the US. We call on President Bush to get out of the way and let people get on with building a proper and real solution that brings justice for the world poor and climate justice for everyone. Congratulations again. See you here again whenever we're needed. Bye.
Hello.